Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel according to Mark again, having a look at chapter 9. But before I read that, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for another opportunity to open up your Word today. And we just ask that as we read and consider your Word, that you would bless it to us by your Holy Spirit. We recognize that we cannot benefit from your word, no matter how clever we are, unless your spirit causes it to bear fruit in our heart. So would you please do that work in us? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 9, verse 38 through to 41. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who was not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." There is always a temptation in every community, in every group of people, to find yourself in a situation of what you might call classism. Classism. The concept of there being a accepted group and a non-accepted group. And if you're part of the accepted group, you're included, you're allowed to do things. And if you're part of the non-accepted group, you're excluded and you're viewed with distrust. Well, this passage here is a bit of a classic example of that, as John quickly changes the subject from the previous section we saw yesterday, where they had been talking about greatness and Jesus had corrected them. John quickly seeks to, I think, garner the praise of Jesus. The disciples don't learn very well. On that note, neither do we, let's be honest. But he seeks to garner the approval of Jesus by saying, "Hey, there was some guy who was casting out demons. So, we told him to stop it. You know, because he's not one of us. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's not part of the in crowd." And Jesus quickly corrects him, doesn't he? Jesus says to John, "Why would you do that? Don't do that. Do not stop him. For no one who does a mighty work will soon after speak ill of me. For the one who is not against us is for us," Jesus says. "And anyone who does something good in my name will receive a reward." So what's going on here? What's this all about? Well, there is always a temptation for us in the Christian life and within the church to focus upon battles with the wrong people. So what I mean by that is there's always a temptation for us as Christians to focus upon attacking other Christians who aren't the same as us. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is, as a Presbyterian who baptizes children, there's always a temptation for me to expend my energy attacking Baptists who don't baptize their children. Or, as a Reformed believer, I might be tempted to expend all my energy attacking Arminians. Or attacking people who have a dispensational understanding of the Scripture. Or as a amillennialist, I might expend all my energy attacking a non-amillennialist, maybe a post-millennialist or a pre-millennialist. You see, there is always a temptation for me to put my belief structure, my theological understanding, as the top tier correct understanding of faith, and then attack anyone around me who doesn't agree with me. Now, what's the problem with that type of attitude, the type of attitude that John is showing. Well, remember what life is like for Jesus and his disciples, whether they recognize it or not. The problem in their world is that there are scribes, there are Pharisees, there are Herodians who are trying to kill Jesus. To put it another way, they're surrounded by enemies. They're surrounded by people who oppose them. And John is concerned with correcting the person who is for him. I probably shouldn't use the word correct. That's not helpful. He's seeking to stop the one who was doing the work of Jesus, while he's surrounded by enemies who are seeking to stop them completely. Do you see the problem here? And we can be a little bit like this. We need to remember that there is a whole world under the headship of the devil who is seeking to destroy the church, undermine everything we're doing, and we're busy fighting within the household of God. Now, let me clarify what I'm not saying here. I'm not saying truth doesn't matter. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be very careful about what we believe. I'm not saying that we shouldn't refute error and seek to bring other people into the truth. The New Testament's loud and clear that we should speak the truth in love. However, we shouldn't seek to stop other people achieving kingdom work because they're not doing it our way, because they're not a part of us. Rather, we should celebrate when other people achieve things for the Lord. I wonder if you've seen it before, where, if you're part of a conservative church, where you've maybe heard of a charismatic church having success in the kingdom of God, and your instant reaction has been to find ways to discredit what God is doing through them. That's the same spirit as what we see here. And it's wrong. Look, there's a whole lot about charismatic and Pentecostal theology that I completely disagree with, and I think they're completely wrong and completely unbiblical. But I should still celebrate if God uses them to save a sinner or to set a captive like this free. So how should we understand these things? Well, we should understand them with the attitude of verse 41. Jesus says, "Truly, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." In other words, I tell you the truth, even if a crazy Pentecostal person, the most crazy person you perceive to be crazy, or on the other extreme, the most ridiculously conservative person you've ever met in your life, should achieve something for Christ, they will by no means miss out on their reward. So if God is going to reward them, if God is going to give them a reward, then shouldn't we too have a spirit that celebrates and gives thanks for what God is doing? Now, I'm not talking about heretical movements. I'm not talking about other religions achieving things. I'm talking about Christians, people doing things in the name of Christ. Should we not celebrate that, even if they're not a part of our camp, so to say? You see, the reality is we have far too many enemies to be fighting with people who follow Christ. Let's be honest. Now, as I've already said, there's a right time for engaging on what is true and addressing doctrinal matters. But we have an entire world seeking to ram critical race theory and gender ideology down our throats and are seeking to militate the entire world against us. We do not have time to be worrying about the cutlery as the Titanic is sinking. oh, I care about truth just as much as anybody else. But let us not so overemphasize correctness in other camps while people are going to hell and the world is seeking to tear the church apart. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another opportunity to open it up. And we do just pray that you'd help us to have a commendable spirit towards fellow brothers and sisters. And most of all, to pursue the kingdom of God, work in our own place and in our own way, for the sake of your glory and for the sake of seeing captives set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you here next time.